it's time for Tools of the Trade, thanks to Music Planet.
I don't know.
Why did you make me sound stupid in that intro?
Do you sound stupid? Just sounds like you're like, I don't know, and then you just lay back into a sweet riff.
I like your nice harmonics.
Thank you. It's actually not mine. Stole all that from the internet. But we talk, this is a little corner where we talk about musical gear, thanks to Music Planet. Let's kick it off with, we're talking Big Muff, which is a pretty legendary pedal. I'm sure everybody's seen a Big Muff pedal in their lifetime. Generally, they're quite massive. If I show you cigarette,
radio is not a visual medium.
Yeah, but if I show you, and then you buzz out, and you tell everyone else, that is a big muff.
It's a massive muff.
It's a massive box. So it's about
this one that you've got here is quite small.
Yeah,
though.
I've got one here that's like the latest one. It's called a Nano. They've shrunk them right down because I've never actually owned one, and I got one recently and I was like, why on earth do I want a pedal that's like about five times, like literally the size of a big novel? That's what size they came out as. Mm-hmm. Let me just give you a taste of a sound of a Big Muff doing a relatively classic riff here. This is actually quite a unique Big Muff. They came in a lot of shapes and sizes. This one's the Mogwai edition, but it kicks right into some Fu Manchu, so. Obey the riff, basically. Mm-hmm. So that's what a Big Muff can be good for. It can be good for massive riffs, or because I've got one in studio here, we're all hooked up, I've got a guitar, I can give you the real deal. That's my clean tone, guys.
Okay, so that's like cleansing the palate, like eating the, smelling the coffee beans before you...
This is the muff tone. Obeying the riff, but also as Santana or Pink Floyd has pointed out very, very nicely, it's great for the singing lead tones. Check the sustain of a Big Muff. Let's get the 808 back.
Sounds nuggety.
Literally created because guitarists were wanting a bit more sustain. Is that how you'd describe the sound? Nuggety?
No, I was just trying to use your vernacular.
The reason I've chosen the Big Muff pedal is because it's probably one of the oldest effects, fuzz effect. Back in the day, in the 60s, guitarists wanted a bit of saturation from their amplifiers. So what they were actually doing was, because they couldn't push them, some of them were actually cutting their speakers to get a distorted sound. And then what happened was somebody realized that you can actually stack transistors to get certain fuzz sounds. So Mike Matthews of Electro-Harmonics, that's the creator of the Big Muff, teamed up with another cat. This is back in like 70s. They date back to like about 68, and there must be about 20 different versions of the Big Muff, and then like subversions. So generally it's a silicon transistor diode, so it has like a raspy sound. Like this one that I have in front of me has a level, a gain, and a tone knob. If I just strum this chord here, and then Sigrid just turns the tone knob. Gets a lot raspier, or gets real muffled and low if you roll it off. Another cool thing about them is they are very dynamic to your playing. So if I roll the volume off here, and you just give me a bit more volume knob.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit. It's just like a nice overdrive sound. Very dynamic pedal. Usually goes first in the signal chain, but not always for guitar. I thought I'd find a track where it's celebrated on perhaps synthesizers.
Ooh.
Got a Depeche Mode here, everybody.
Nice.
You're a big fan?
Yes.
This song is called The Big Muff. And you can hear it all over some nice synth leads. A little bit of dirt there.
It's very dirty.
Leave that as our underground scenario.
Yeah.
Now, Sigrid pointed out an interesting thing here. It's got a picture of a pie on it, the later versions. Literally because in the 70s, it was cool. Pie was a slang term for a lady's downtown.
The letter pie from the Greek alphabet, not the kiwi meat pie.
But so basically it's just a rude derogatory term because back in the day, guitarists were rude.
Oh, back in the day? Yeah.
Are they still?
No, yeah, they're great. They're all fine.
Man, some of these big muffs, the rare ones, can go for up around $4,000, like a super rare one from the 70s. Just because of what they use, even like the solder that you use in certain fuzz pedals gives a different sound. Used from, like, everybody's had something to do with Big Muff. If you're out there and you've had a go on a Big Muff, hit us up on 5395. Are you cracking up? See, the name can get a little bit funny, eh? Or 309-3879. Let us know if you've had any experience with a Big Muff pedal. What else was I going to say about the Big Muff?
Who has?
So Floyd. Big one's Jay Maskus. Jay Maskus in his signal chain has a lot of fuzz pedals, but always has the Big Muff as like the hero pedal. So no volume goes louder than his Big Muff, and
right.
He's pretty much always got it on.
That's why all the Dinosaur Jr. songs sound the same.
In a sense, like he definitely shreds. He's got a style, right?
I mean.
I'm not gonna go with that dig at John Sergi. really big resurgence in the 90s for the muff fuzz, like obviously the grunge sound. Who else? White Stripes, definitely he rocks a big muff. Black Keys, just a nice dirty old fuzz sound.
Any locals that you know of?
Robert Bruce from Nine Eye Express rocks a big muff. They make them in bass version as well. My bass player plays a big muff. I reckon more than what you'd know, like so many. And it's been copied a lot as well. It's a very specific gain stage. There's a certain cascading gain stages that gets a nice harmonic distortion.
And how much is one of these going to set you back?
That one that is right in front of us was $90 secondhand. I think if you're going to buy one new, they're about $150. But great place to start if you don't have any effects pedals. Get a fuzz. Start with fuzz.
MusicPlanet.com.
Go to MusicPlanet and get one, yeah. Actually, they're pretty rad. You probably go there and just try it out and see what fuzz is for you because there's literally so many different types. Don't bother going on eBay and trying to buy a $5,000 Big Muff pedal because it's just fucking waste of time. Right on. That's the Big Muff in as big a nutshell as I can put it. And there's so much information on the Big Muff out there, but
I thought
we'd just start with that. We'll end it all with the Big Muff is all over Smashing Pumpkins' Siamese Dream record, but I thought I'd end it with Silver Fuck because it shows pretty much everything. There's like soaring leads, there's heavy riffs, and Corgan obviously knows his way around a guitar, so bless that crazy bastard. Here's the Smashing Pumpkins with Silver Fuck.
And I feel your pain.
Smashing Pumpkins, their Silverfuck ruling the Big Mark fuzz pedal very nicely. Had a text in saying that somebody has the Germanium Big Muff, never leaves their pedal board. That's probably definitely one of the later Big Muffs. I actually had one of them. Germanium transistors are generally a little bit more rounder in clipping tonality, but that one's quite cool because it has two circuits, an overdrive circuit and a fuzz circuit. Thanks, Texter. Also had a dude text in saying some chick in the 70s came to visit him with a flying V and a fuzz face, which is a really early fuzz pedal, probably earlier actually than the Big Muff, but he reckons she was the coolest chick ever.
Sounds cool.
Cool, man.
I like it.
Here comes the outro.
Tools of the Trade. made thanks to Music Planet. Visit them in-store or at musicplanet.co.nz.